Reading by Maria Tyrone. Ferdinandia, one of several names given to a ghost island that appeared in July 1831. When the buried volcano erupted, sulfuric smoke leapt from the Sicilian sea, seeped through locked felt-lined chests, blackening the silverware. It was like rage. Flames and letting go, the sea a bubbling cauldron of dead fish, a bad taste in the mouth. An islet rose from the depths, not glittering Atlantis, but a desolation swiftly spreading, like news of its strange arrival. Who can know why four nations would stake claim to a stark mile of tufa and pumice, what a naval surgeon called unhallowed ground? Even the gulls fled, screaming, but not the scientists, dreamers, adventurers, curiosity-seekers, cartographers who eyed nearby Tunisia, and writers seeking mythic inspiration, Jules Verne, Sir Walter Scott, James Fenimore Cooper, Alexander Dumas. Like a wine connoisseur, someone sipped the water of its two ponds, living to pronounce the red one salty, spicy, the yellow one sulfuric. By December, the ghost had vanished to a smudge of shoal with a new British name. Soldiers and sailors returned home. Contessas reclaimed their silver spoons.